You're listening to SBS News.
A former Prime Minister, volunteer surf lifesaver and firefighter, Tony Abbott has been recognised among more than 900 Australians in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours List, being awarded a Companion of the Order of Australia.
No one gets to be Prime Minister without being a part of a team, and I regard this as very much a team award. It doesn't just go to me, it goes to my colleagues, my staff, my friends and family.
He received the honour for his service to the Parliament and the people. Trent Dowling, the captain of the Davidson Rural Fire Brigade in New South Wales, says Mr. Abbott became a good friend in the almost 20 years they volunteered together.
It's usually the first person out of the truck, usually the one grabbing the hose and leading by example and going into the fire front, does everything, very hands-on kind of person, but does not pick and choose what the job is either.
The honour also recognises his contribution to the Indigenous community, prompting criticism from the other side of politics. Labor Senator Malandiri McCarthy.
My memory will always be about the fact that he stripped $500 million from the First Nations bucket. It's a real, kick in the guts, really.
Mr. Abbott spent more time in Indigenous communities than most Prime Ministers. At times, he would spend a week running the country from an Indigenous community, and after being ousted as Prime Minister, he was the government's special envoy to Indigenous affairs.
I was letting Aboriginal people know that they were every bit as important as anyone else.
Australia's longest-serving female federal politician also received an Officer of the Order of Australia for distinguished service to Parliament, to the people of New South Wales and to women in politics. Bronwyn Bishop hopes the recognition will inspire young women.
To use your talents to the full effect, that in this wonderful country of Australia, you can do anything you want to. And if it gets a bit difficult, don't waste your time having a whinge about it. Just use your energy to overcome whatever the difficulty is and be strong to your beliefs.
Her 29-year political career came to a controversial end following pressure over the use of $5,000 of taxpayers' money for a helicopter ride. Academic Marcia Langdon has also been recognised for her work in Indigenous advocacy, using the honour to demand justice for Aboriginal deaths in custody while speaking to the ABC.
There is no acknowledgement of this problem by the politicians and no effort to retrain the police force to stop them from killing us. I would have thought it's pretty straightforward. Do not kill Aborigines. How hard is that?
Other prominent Australians to receive this year's honours include former cricketer Michael Clarke and media tycoon Kerry Stokes. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.